听力课堂，听 class.com。
42. Conclusion. Dialogue 1. Right, that ends the third and final part of our presentation. I'd like to end by emphasizing the main points. I'll give you a brief summary. There are three potential areas for development in the future: domestic, overseas market, and the internet. Each of these markets have their own particular need for marketing strategy. For domestic, we can rely on past research. For overseas markets, we depend heavily on our cultural consultants. And for the internet, we need to redo our image to appeal to a younger set of consumers. Our main issue here is that we need to be sensitive to the needs of different markets in order to continue to see success. Mark, did you have anything to add?
Yes. I want to restate one more time the importance of reinventing our company's image to appeal to different customer bases. I want to end with a true story that has to do exactly with what we've been talking about today.
Dialogue 2.
So, that's all there is to it. I know I've covered a lot of points today, but let's summarize real quickly. First, our designing team has come up with a final version of the product that emphasizes technology. Second, after a long and arduous process, we've made it past the review board and have received approval to begin production. Lastly, we have organized a production team to oversee the manufacturing stages. In conclusion, I'd like to share a few observations based on the product development process. I have one specific recommendation for future projects based on experience during this process. What we need is to make sure all ducks are in a row before we go to the review board. As I already mentioned, we experienced many problems and our production date was delayed because we didn't do our homework beforehand.
Music